You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's a big week here in Broncos country. Of course, the Green Bay Packers are coming in. It's a showdown of undefeated teams, and also Pat Bowlen going into the Ring of Fame, and the 1997 World Champions being honored before Sunday's game. An awful lot going on, but of course, all that is focused around the game itself. Like I said, two 6-0 teams. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me on this week's edition of Mason's Video Mailbag. And let's get started with the first question about someone who was expected to play on Sunday, Tyson Brillo. And Dave Barnes wants to know, are they moving Tyson Brillo back into the starting lineup because he's a better fit for right now or because he has a higher ceiling for the future? Well, it's both. But it's worth noting that, as Gary Kubiak said this summer, if you hit on a young collection of offensive linemen, you have a chance to be good at that key area on the team for a long time. And of course, Sombrilo, he's projected as a long-term starter at tackle, so you want to see what he can do. He's only had three starts to this point before he injured his shoulder. Really not enough of a sample size to know what he can do and where he can go going forward. But here's the key. You want to see how he does coming off that shoulder injury. How well can he hold up? How many snaps can he go? I think these questions have to be answered and will be answered in the coming days and weeks, and then that will determine whether you stick with Tyson Brillo at left tackle. But for now, he's earned the shot to go there and stay there if he can stay healthy. Our next question, and it's a long one, is from Brandon Waters, and he wants to know, even though the offense has been moving the ball better as of late, their Achilles heel seems to be being in opponent's territory in the red zone, settling for too many field goals. With Julius Thomas and Wes Welker gone, some red zone efficiency struggles early aren't overly surprising, but what's the answer for more touchdowns? Well, you've heard Gary Kubiak talk about this, so I'm going to kind of belabor the point a bit, but it's getting the ground game going. If you can get 4 or 5 yards on that first down run, and you're in second and medium, and then third and short or medium, all of a sudden, you don't have to pass the football in those situations. What's happening when you get stopped in the run on first and second down, you know, the defenses are free to do some things that, frankly, I think they hadn't done in the past against Peyton Manning. You're going to see a few more blitzes, like the one that Malcolm Smith had back in Week 5 that led to Charles Woodson's interception. You're also going to see disguised coverages, not just in the red zone, but everywhere on the field. Look how many times you're seeing linebackers kind of, maybe they show blitz and they drop back, and I think that's led to some of the issues with linebackers getting interceptions off Peyton Manning. But again, it all starts with the running game. You need to keep the defense honest. So far, the Broncos haven't done a very good job of doing that, and that's made things a lot tougher for Peyton Manning, especially without those targets that were there last year. So you want to get Owen Daniels, Virgil Green, even out of the backfield, someone like C.J. Anderson going as a target, and you want to find ways to get the slot man, whoever he is, on a particular snap involved. But really, it all starts with the ground game and forcing the defenses to be a little bit more honest against the Broncos' offense. Thanks for those questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag before the Colts game, just go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver and use the hashtag AskMace. Until then, take care and thanks for watching.